thermal luminosity degeneracy of magnetized neutron stars with and without hyperon cores, by F. and Sweeney et al. The dissipation of intense crustal electric currents produces high Joule heating rates in cooling neutron stars. Here it is shown that Joule heating can counterbalance fast cooling, making it difficult to infer the presence of hyperons, which accelerate cooling, from measurements of the observed thermal luminosity L gamma. Models with and without hyperon cores match L gamma of Young magnetars, with poloidal dipolar field deep is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 14 G at the polar surface and L gamma is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 34 ERGS1 at T is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 YR, as well as mature, moderately magnetized stars, with deep is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 14 G and 10 to the power of 31 ERGS1 is less than or equal to L gamma is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 32 ERGS1 at T is greater than or equal to 10 to the power of 5 YR. In magnetars, the crustal temperature is almost independent of hyperon direct Urcha cooling in the core, regardless of whether the latter is suppressed or not by hyperon superfluidity. The thermal luminosities of light magnetars without hyperons and heavy magnetars with hyperons have L gamma in the same range and are almost indistinguishable. Likewise, L gamma data of neutron stars with deep is less than or equal to 10 to the power of 14 G but with strong internal fields are not suitable to extract information about the equation of state as long as hyperons are superfluid, with maximum amplitude of the energy gaps of the order approximately equals 1 mega electron volt. This was thermal luminosity degeneracy of magnetized neutron stars with and without hyperon cores, by F. and Sweeney et al.